This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, play Minecraft.
Did you know I know almost all the words to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
No, I did not know that.
It's a really weird song. Would you like me to sing it for you while Cameron's checking on that?
Cameron is good to go, but please.
I'll take that as, forget it, I'll take that as a no.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh my God. I'm loopy today.
You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow.
The words,
are you aware of how strange that song is?
No, because I don't know all the words.
Well, okay, because you didn't grow up with it. Okay,
no,
that's understandable.
No.
But there's a really good, I don't know if you're a fan of Strong Songs. There's a really good Strong Songs on that and Tiny Dancer, which is a song that I'm obsessed with.
I am.
Dancing Man.
It's just one guy, right?
Yeah. He does such a good job. The editing on that is wild.
I know. Gosh.
When are you going to come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. And I'm reading. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues. So goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow. Back to the howling old owl in the woods, hunting the horny-backed toad. Oh, I finally decided my future lies beyond the yellow brick road. All right, should we start?
Yeah, let's start the show. You okay? I don't know if my voice frightened you or you just made a noise.
Is this the show? Oh no. I have so much content for you. Is it correct that Max dipped? He's not here today. Is that correct?
He's not.
No, this is going to work because I have so much. I don't know if you've looked at the doc. I have so much content for you today.
I mean,
so many questions for you.
I just shouldn't really be trusted in the studio alone. He's going to come back and I'm going to need another $50,000.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
They're like gorillas. Right. They just rip them out of the jacks. They don't even pull them out gently. Boy, look at that balloon. It's very upsetting.
I can't stop looking at it.
So what we're looking at here? What am I looking at? We're looking at my kid had her sleepover birthday party, and my wife got them those comical balloons that you can turn into things, right? And you can make dogs and stuff out of them. And so at one point, I walked in, and these four girls had made so they looked on the internet about how to make balloon animals. And they made a bunch of what look like huge dog dicks with balls. They're dogs, but it's not the part of the dog I was expecting.
Oh.
And this one looks like the Dr. Manhattan dildo a little bit. That's a dog. It's supposed to be a dog.
Oh, okay. So if I turn my head, I do see a dog. I see a dog with a tail, but...
Yeah, or like a Dr. Manhattan dick with a misplaced prostate, la la la.
Yeah.
What's it doing up top? What is that? Those are ears, I guess?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about, like, what are the innards? If that is the visible part of Dr. Manhattan, like, what is the... I'm very unfamiliar with the innards of the male.
Well, you know, Alexander, speaking of dog dicks, a little bit later in the program, we're going to have a visit. I don't know if we can even say their name.
I don't think so.
Well, we're going to have a visit with Deep State Debbie, a friend of ours in the, not a friend, I mean, the Deep State doesn't have friends, but we're going to be visiting with somebody who's deep in the Deep State, DC, Deep State community to talk about the misgendered hero dog.
Yeah, and I think they're going to hit bottom. It's a hard
thing
to do.
There's a lot going on right now with dog misgendering. Are you in the dock?
I am. I've never been so excited to know a dog's genitals in my life. Oh, God. God. This is literally the plot of a Gilmore Girls episode. That is where we are.
Coffee. Here's the topic. So you can choose any of these. Boy, I got Prince Andrew in there.
Oh, good old Randy Andy.
Oh, did you? Okay. Oh, yep. You want to start with Prince Andrew? I'll move it up.
I did not scroll down. I was distracted by Dr. Manhattan's lovely manhood.
His dog dick.
I see. Oh, death and language. You know what? No spoilers. I'll save it for the show. But yes, a lot has happened with Prince Andrew since we last talked. I think actually the night we put out the episode, or the night we recorded, interview happened. And obviously our main competition is Chapo Trap House. We've got about the same amount of listeners. I was like, oh, fuck, they beat it to us.
It's very similar Patreon support.
Yes.
Well, okay, so what we have known is that Jeffrey Epstein was a little bit of a stinker. He was, he did
some crimes. I hear
he was the phrase Brady would use. He was naughty. Mm-hmm. We know that Jeffrey Epstein did some stuff. We know there's been chatter about all the different people that he's collected over time, and I've been aware. Alex, I have now listened to enough Jeffrey Epstein podcast series that I'm not even sure if I'm listening to one I've already listened to, but I'll listen to it anyway, sometimes twice. So there's been a confluence of new information for me, including, what was that show that I sent you that I think you listened to?
Oh.
It's called The Devil, something devil.
Let me pull it up. Halfway through.
We'll put it in show notes.
Randy Andy, that episode is definitely the best so far. That seemed like a backhanded compliment, but
it's been the one with the most totally new information.
Exactly. Yes.
And so the confluence is, God damn it, what's that
Devil
show called?
In the Darkness. I love
Devil
it.
Devil in the Darkness, yeah.
I also suggest Broken. I'll put that in the notes too.
Yep. I've heard that one too. So there's been listening to that, but the as you just mentioned on Chapo, it was a very funny episode. Amber wrote a long piece for, is it the Jacobin magazine?
I call it the socialist site that I can't pronounce. So I believe that's it.
But she had written a long piece for that, and she said something that really had brought this into stark relief for me, which was that a lot of the best and most interesting reporting about the Prince Andrew component came from A, British publications that B, have a firewall or a paywall, right? And so she's like, unless you're like me, Amber here, unless you're subscribed to the Financial Times, you may not be reading a lot of the deep Andrew stuff that at least had not filtered down to me. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely. And this is, you know, I don't want to say my wheelhouse because that is a weird
thing. That's a bad wheelhouse.
That's not, no. But let's say that every morning I do go onto not even just Twitter. I have gone back to using RSS and searching for Epstein every morning because...
Oh, it's such a secret shame. Oh. It's so, it's now become refashionable to refer to the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself meme as, you know, a debunked conspiracy theory, but...
What, debunked?
I mean, cool Twitter, not even just necktie Twitter, but even, like, cool political Twitter is like, ugh, they keep going on with this conspiracy theory, and it's like, you listen to these fucking podcasts, understandably, they're going to be somewhat salacious, that's why we're listening to them, but there's so much stuff that just still does not add up. Right? Let's take a moment. Let's go back. Okay, let's take a moment and let's go back and let's
deep breath. Oof.
Fuck. The whole thing of like people, there was the dude who'd been an inmate at that facility. Mm-hmm. There are people they talk to people who work there and they're all like this. First of all, the conditions that he was in after the suicide watch, when they inexplicably took him off suicide watch, they put him in the shoe. Special housing unit, that the conditions in there are just super bad for anybody, but crazy bad for Jeffrey Epstein in particular. Right? Like, first of all, this is a person where even if he were a totally anonymous dude, would be a huge target for both the inmates and the employees. But then on top of that, it's like, oh, look, Mr. Fancy Child Diddler is in here. Mm-hmm. We're just not going to give him toilet paper for a while. His food's going to be fucked up. There's apparently, like, it's just infested with vermin. There's just, like, rats everywhere. Mm-hmm. And now he's been put into a room where it's literally impossible for him to kill himself.
Yeah.
He's in a bespoke room with nothing to hang from. There's no sheets, no nothing. I don't know, man. I don't want to become a lunatic, but like, and then the cameras were off and nobody saw him for hours. Okay. It's just,
I mean, that is what we are led to supposed to believe.
Mm. And Bill Barr's going like, I've reviewed the footage, or whatever of what there is. And people are like, wait a minute, let me just understand this. Like, you sat down and watched 8 hours of footage of a door that nobody walked through. Is that a mm-hmm. thing that you had time to do today? I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that guy, but I just think there's so many fucking questions right now. I don't think Hillary Clinton did it, but I think something's weird. Something somewhere in this, just there's no explanation for this that makes any fucking sense.
Whenever I think about this, I am just reminded of all of the, you know, normal prison corruption that you just mentioned. And especially on this podcast, talking about how even in the past, when they've had such high a profile,
when they had El Chapo, exactly. The guy who was tunneled out of jail like twice.
Yes, and I know that the coroner for the Stars who did the is like, I looked at the autopsy.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Bodden, Dr. Bodden.
Yeah, Dr. Bodden. And you know. Good old Dr. Bodden said, that this bone that was broken,
Things I don't want to know. There's so many things I don't want to know. Yeah, that is unusual. Anyway, there's so many fucking questions and so few answers. There's a fair amount of just fucking hand waving about, oh yeah, that's very unlikely or whatever. But like, it's just, okay, so that's all really weird. But then we get to Prince Andrew. So what it filtered down to us was, I feel like, I knew that Prince Andrew had a reputation for being what we used to call a ladies' man.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing. We mm-hmm. knew that, right? What else did we know? We knew
he was very much a party boy.
Mm-hmm. And we knew that, like, to me, I had kind of lumped him in with, like, Bill Clinton and just all the other people, Steven Pinker, whomever, like all these people who were in Jeffrey Epstein's, that he was friends with him or whatever. But he was really friends with Jeffrey Epstein, as this podcast
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really highlights.
That I did not know. I thought, with a lot of this stuff, I thought that many of these people just went on the Lolita Express, as we now call it, as kind of a field trip of like, let's see what's really going on here, because there can't mm-hmm. be consequences to be on this child trafficking plane. What's the worst that could go down?
Well, I mean, this is the part just as a quick side road here, and we won't make this the whole show, but you know, whatever, it's what we're doing with our lives. The one thing is, you've got Bill Clinton has some questions to answer, because what his people have been saying is that he took 4 trips with Jeffrey Epstein. Mm-hmm. And according to that podcast and these other sources, according to the flight logs, those 4 trips constituted 27 legs of flights, mm-hmm. over 20 legs of flights. Okay, here's the thing. We've talked about this, Alex. If I go to a party and I saw something suspicious. Let's not even say 17-year-old girls in abundance. Mm-hmm. Oh, I assume they were his nieces. Really? Like multiple times? Like whatever it is. If I went into a party and I saw a bunch of people shooting heroin, I wouldn't do it 26 more times.
Yeah, nope. Doesn't sound like a good time. No.
So then we learned that Prince Andrew decided he was gonna get in front of this story by doing an interview with a famously tenacious British reporter, and apparently it didn't go so great.
No.
Mm-hmm. He's too honorable, if anything, really.
Yeah, I watched it twice because I literally could not believe the words that he was saying.
I heard his mom canceled his 60th birthday party for posting cringe. That's what it came down to. What it came down to. I mean, he's dithering so badly and saying, "Oh yes." But I felt like I had to go to his pervert house in New York for 3 days in order to friendship break up with him.
Mm-hmm. But also, I had to stay there for 2 weeks. And when he said, he's like, "Well, I was doing other stuff. I was out and about." And
it was convenient. It was a convenient place to stay while the girls are coming in and out. Yeah. That's his Uber Eats.
Oh, God.
And the thing, okay, finally, I'm just going to commend people. If you're interested in this, I will commend you to go check out this episode because between that Chapo, we'll put these in notes, that between that Chapo episode with Amber, which was very funny and dark, and this one episode of this podcast, I guess I didn't realize how much evidence there was of his deep creepiness. I didn't know about the toe stuff. What is it with the feet, guys, Alex?
I truly don't know.
Can't you just stick with British feet on adult ladies? Why you gotta come here?
Maybe it's like their teeth. They're not well groomed.
Why can't you just stay away from our neurosurgeons? Jesus.
Still have a lot of stuff in this doc.
Well, we could save some of this. We could talk about whatever you want.
I do want to save Watchmen because I am only 3 episodes deep. My fucking spouse.
For episode 4 is where it takes the next big turn. So yep, that actually is really. Really good. Yeah.
And I'm told also that by Twitter that episode 6 is just fucking crazy. And
I'm trying so hard not to oversell it, but it's probably the best episode of TV. So there's that. Here's a quick one. And then we should bring in Deep State Debbie. But mm-hmm. Alex, I'm pretty sure you get a different internet than I do. You keep posting things that are, I mean, I'm perplexed by what the content is. But I don't. Oh. Where do you find all these things that you're posting? What internet do you get that you see these things?
No, just some folks tag me, or is that what it? Tag me at me.
Oh, that! I was even thinking just about all these cameos you keep sending. But no, you are. What is the sleeping man meme? What? Who is the sleeping man? You sent me Ted. You sent me Mayor Pete as Harry Potter. And then what is it you were sending? God, there's so many channels. Yeah, okay, the guy. Okay, Sleeping Time with Sofa, Spartan Azam Spartan of Darbanga. Mm-hmm. Sleeping Time with Sofa, Spartan Azam Spartan of Darbanga. Sleeping Time with Sofa, Spartan Azam Spartan of Darbanga. What am I looking at here?
It just looks like this guy is mentioning me in his tweets along with...
Because he thinks you made Repo Man.
He thanked me for making Sid and Nancy.
Thank you for doing that. That was a very good movie, I have to say.
You know, I know that you're more of a fan of my other work, but, you know, I just have a special place in my heart for Sid and Nancy.
All the great Alex Cox.
Yeah, all the great Alex Cox films that young...
Alex Cox?
God, no.
Yes, she does. Oh no.
Oh boy. But every once in a usually I can like filter out the I don't know what filter I have set, but it's like don't show me replies,
like people you don't know.
Yeah, or a reply from the, if it's the first time they're talking, I forget. But sometimes it just slips through the cracks. And I think this one, this young Indian actor, director, I don't know, it looks like he's just tweeting out things for his Bollywood profile. And so he was tagging me and some other directors and actors. And there's, I at first I was confused. I'm like, is this a sexy time thing? Are you mm-hmm. trying to advertise yourself as a model? Because he's lying on a bed of silk
pillows. He has seven followers, Alex.
He has seven whole followers. And those yeah. followers get to see even more pictures, like him photoshopped on top of a large DSLR camera lens next to a painting where a unicorn is coming out of the painting.
Oh, there's one where he just puts his face on other people. Here's somebody reading a burning newspaper. He mm-hmm. put his face on that.
Yep, yep.
There's him on a bridge with a lady.
Yep, definitely.
Okay. Bill Bailey. Is that the actor Bill Bailey?
I don't know who that. Who's
yeah, Bill? Yeah, yeah. You do. He's that one actor. He's in like Black Books and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's obviously included with you. Oh my God, who? This is insane. Amir Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans.
Amir Khan. Mm-hmm.
Amir Khan. But the thing is, I think he's got something automated going on. Because it's
because
he repeats Amir Khan twice in all of these, whoever mm-hmm. Amir Khan is. Anyway, I don't know what internet you get. What else were you sending me? You sent me the most perplexing things. So you and my daughter, you guys are real mobbed up with this Pokemon business.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Okay. I know you guys are talking a lot about that. Your Sobble is evolving?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sobble?
My Sobble has evolved into the emo teen. I think a lot of people will actually know what I'm talking about.
She got an emo too. Hers has gone emo too.
Yeah. They all
it's moody. She's got a moody teen.
Mm-hmm. All of the I felt so bad because I was like, "What starter did you pick?" And she was like, "Do you mean a Pokemon?" And like she had said, I'm loving Pokemon. I'm like, what starter? And, you know, people who haven't been playing these games for a decade probably don't know that the first Pokemon that you choose is a starter. And
okay.
God damn it.
I know she's got a corgi, and she has a very animated friend mm-hmm. who does this strange fist pumping thing.
Yes, yes. That is what's known as your rival.
Oh, it's your rival. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every game has a rival.
Okay.
But have you become familiar with the corgi? His name is I don't know what genitals Yamper has, but maybe we'll find out later.
Okay.
It's so cute. He's got a little heart on his butt.
He's very cute.
Man.
I love a corgi. Now, what about Frozen? It looks like it's Anna and the snowman on having a picnic in pumpkins. Is that from the Frozen 2 movie?
I don't know what you're...
Is that you or is that Kevin? Who's sending me
maybe...
this?
Oh,
it might be. I think it's you. Oh, I meant to send this. I lit it. Yeah.
Oh,
do a do-over. That's Frozen. Shh, that's Frozen.
Exactly. I had to explain my joke.
I get it. You made a joke.
That's
Frozen.
I did. Yep,
all right.
Yep.
Okay.
It was. I was
all right,
like, why?
I said that's turfy. Okay. All right. Okay. I guess.
Oh God, that was the best Onion article in a while. Or was it Clickhole?
I don't know if I saw that. Send it to me.
Let me get this up.
We should switch internets for a few hours. Not for like a day, but
mm-hmm.
like
just I don't know if you could handle it.
I don't know if I can. No, it seems it's really that's not my wheelhouse. That
yeah.
would be like some kind of Ludovico technique. Okay. All right. Spartanasm. Fighting is my aim. Killing is my business. Do not fight me because Spartanasm mm-hmm. is my name. Dangerous boy. Seven followers.
Oh, God.
We should both follow him.
No. No, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that.
Amir Khan. Alexandra, we need to cut over to a very special deep space. Deep, Alexandra, we need to cut over to a very special deep state interview that was conducted at a time. We can't say a lot because we don't want to reveal. Well, here's the thing. We're going to be talking with someone who is actively working from inside the deep state to dismantle the duly elected Trump administration. So we need to exercise extreme caution. Do not attempt to learn this person's identity because they are legion.
See, you're making it sound like a bit, but really, don't try to find out who this person is.
You know, if we say that, that's a honeypot.
Is it really?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't. Because, you know, I might always want to find out the genitals of the various animals that come into the White House.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Quinn, would you please roll our interview from a time with Deep State Debbie? Okay, well, we're very excited to bring in a source. We can't say a lot about this. It is all we will say is this is someone who has connections deep inside the DC community. Please welcome to the show, Deep State Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Welcome. How's it going? So much. Thank you so much for being on our program, Debbie.
We've utilized Debbie in the past on deep, deep, extremely deep, really, really too far deep, maybe internal injury deep.
Mariana's Trench deep.
Gone very deep for, mm-hmm. This is a deep state source that we've turned to from time to time, and we're very happy to have Debbie on to talk about something that's fucking everybody up right now. We need to talk about the hero dog and the misgendering. Is it true that you may have some info? This is Conan the hero dog. And do you have any information that you can share with us about what has happened, what is happening, and what do you know as a deep state source about the genitals of the hero dog?
Well, I mean, define genitals.
Am I right? It's called keyhole.
So this is the dog that they used in the raid that killed the ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And Trump made a big deal out of it when it first happened. And then there was this ridiculous meme of, like, Trump pinning a medal of some sort of medal award on the dog. I think he retweeted it, and everybody got all weird about it because it was some meme where somebody had photoshopped an actual award ceremony.
Yes. An actual wounded soldier was photoshopped in a dog. A dog was put in his place, and they put the medal that should have gone to Chewbacca in the first place. Mm-hmm. Onto Conan the hero.
He was a good boy, but still.
Yeah, good hero, yeah.
Allegedly boy.
Wow.
And it took me maybe 10 minutes of searching on Getty Images to find the actual award ceremony that had happened, because the president only did a handful of these, mm-hmm. and the photo that was used was pretty, you know, widely circulated when the actual award ceremony to the human person happened. So it was really easy to then go find, oh, this person has a name, and now it's the face of a dog who's slobbering all over everything. Cool. So that meme got blasted around. And then, finally, I guess there was confusion because they were saying, oh, the name of the dog, and the name of the dog is classified, but here's a photo of the dog. Mm-hmm. So then everybody was able to broadcast the photo of the dog, and it was just, here's the hero dog.
There's some reasoning behind this, which was that if we reveal the name of the dog, said the people in a position to know, there is a way to reverse engineer the identity of the trainer or the handler, and consequently that becomes a security risk. Is that right?
Right. Because there aren't that many of these dogs in the general dog military universe. That are this highly trained to sniff out terrorists and or drugs and or kibble.
It seems like the one thing that this administration likes to do is lie. So why not just put any picture of a German Shepherd up there and make up a name? It just seems so strange to try to be honest about this, at least at first.
Because this is... that honesty is coming from the military and not the White House or the brainworms.
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right. This makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah. So then, Jesus, this is such a bizarre story. So then the other day at the White House, they did an event where the president, Mike Pence, a handler, I don't know if it's the actual classified handler, but a handler, a guy in a blue tie and holding the dog with the blue leash, and Melania in what my significant other pointed out was an extremely expensive wardrobe choice that Melania had picked out.
Checks out.
The four of them walk out on, there was an announcement that came out, hey, everybody, press is gathering on the South Lawn. There's going to be some sort of event. Everybody thought it was going to be the turkey pardoning. Because normally that's why the White House press corps would gather out on the in the Rose Garden this time of year, is for the let's touch the turkey event. But it wasn't that. And so then this quartet plus the dog walk out, and the president said some words, and half the time the dog was just sniffing Mike Pence's crotch.
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
I hope it's a girl. Wow.
Yeah. He'd have a problem with it otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. He'd have to blog about it.
Mm-hmm.
but the president kept referring to the dog as a he. He is this here dog. This dog let's see if I can find this quote. This dog is incredible, actually incredible, Trump said. We spent some good time with it, so brilliant and so smart. And he also referred to Conan as Co-Man, as like two syllables.
Hmm.
Like how, you know, your grandmother refers to Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Krav Maga.
I saw the late night show with Conan. So he did that.
What kind of impact, Debbie, what kind of impact can we expect from the misgendering of the dog? Well, first of all, I should ask you, if you can say, do we know to a certainty that Conan is a lady dog? Is it possible it could be a gender fluid shepherd?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know specifically what that dog is working with in the downstairs basement area?
Well, Merlin, you should know this. The gender is a spectrum, and you'd have to ask the dog how the dog prefers
Debbie.
To be called.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you can look at the genitals all you want, but that's not going to actually give you the information of how the dog wishes to interact with the world.
Well, is it the sort of dog that would be able to, like, I don't know, like tap twice for boy? I mean, how do you find out what it wants to do? It's a pink. It's way beyond pink and blue at this point. We're talking about, you know,
if we were having a not woke gender reveal party, you know, this is pre the dog being able to identify themselves. Would we see pink or blue?
Hmm.
You would see just apparently raw anger, because the other thing the president said was they talked about maybe they had to muzzle the dog for this White House event.
Oh, wow.
Because it's trained to be a very specific and vicious attack dog.
Right.
And then the president made this whole big deal about, no, we're not going to muzzle him, it's fine, because then he only gets angry. He only gets angrier.
They.
Because, you know, men can't keep their emotions in check. So. I don't know. If we go by what the president says, it is man, it is he, dog is he.
Well, I mean, have we moved beyond don't ask, don't tell? Is this a dog that can continue to serve in this unit with a spectrum genital dysphoria? Because of the troops, you know?
Well, yeah. No, apparently trans folks are being banned from the military. So does this dog apply?
Well, it harms unit cohesion, Alexandra.
It does. It does. Yeah. It's just so distracting.
It makes people not want to follow orders to know that there are people who sit down to pee.
I know. It's very upsetting.
Yeah. You need a different hole for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, okay, but then when the dog does or does not sit down to pee, then does the dog go wash its paws?
Oh, my God. We have to bring in... Can we dial in Dr. Don?
Does he use the or they or it, whatever the dog
is. Yes. Listen, Debbie, I know you're having a very busy day. I know you're in the deep state. There's a lot of work happening behind the scenes to dismantle this administration. Is there anything that we should be watching in the coming days and weeks? Is there anything that you're keeping your eye on that we should be monitoring?
Well, I have to keep my eye on the giant swirling nightmare that is the impeachment inquiry, just because I swim in that festering pool every day, whether it's chlorinated or not. So
how many hours a day do you watch it?
Well, when it was the hearing day, when it was actually the hearings were gabbled in, only sporadically, and I was working on things involving the hearing, but I kind of had it on mute off in the background, and then when something important would pop up, people that I work with would send me updates about, oh, this is a thing that's happening now, hello, heads up, something, and then we do things with it.
In my community, it was just a series of tweets and texts that were just simply this: holy shit, Fiona Hill, holy shit, holy shit, Fiona Hill.
Yeah, same. There, whenever I get an
You know, let me, this is deep state, so I'm going to say this. Alexandra, I, oh God, I'm going to get in so much trouble. And Debbie, if you need to dip, you can dip. But I ask you about this. I ask you about this in our super secret bespoke private text channel. Those incredibly competent career diplomats, especially those four over those 2 days, did they trip any hairs on the back of your neck, Alexandra?
Oh, I don't know. I've been
Help me out here. Did they set off your gaydar?
Oh, is that what we're talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Totally gay. Totally gay.
Okay. Okay. Good. 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 Because all four of them totally. That's why I said, and I couldn't say it publicly on Twitter, when I said I would love to see an AMC series about these incredibly competent career diplomats who are serving so faithfully in these difficult places. What I'm really saying is, like, I want to know, and I'm not saying you have to make it dirty, but I love the idea that the entire diplomat corps, that's so fucking competent career people, that almost all of them are really funny, dry, gay people. Very dry sense of humor. I'm imagining that the parties get pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Not weird, but like, I want to hang with them. I want to hang with Fiona.
They're a rainbow party group, I think. There's got to be a lot of logistics involved. Like, a rainbow party has to be hard to plan, but I think they could pull it off.
Are you sure you want to say rainbow party?
Do I not want to say rainbow party?
Because wasn't that a thing? Wasn't rainbow party a...
Rainbow parties aren't real. We all know rainbow parties.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Unless.
Keep in mind, all these most of these people are stationed in Kiev in Ukraine. So what sort of rainbow decorations does Party City Kiev have?
Oh. It's coded. It's got to be coded.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that, you know, that joke from The Office where it's just the sign that Dwight prints out that says, "It is your birthday period."
That is still hanging on the wall in the lounge at our house right now. My daughter will, I bought it for my daughter for her birthday, and she will not let us take it down. Show art. Deep State Debbie, thank you so much. I know you're so busy dismantling the elected president and his administration, who's doing so bigly well stock market. But thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us. Can we call you again if we need insight?
Yeah, definitely. Especially this time of day, I'm usually not as busy. And then things get crazier in the afternoon when there are tweets and White House events and things go sideways.
We'll put a rainbow flag in the flower pot if we need you. and then we'll meet you in a garage and vape.
Now that we've talked about the dog, can we talk about the turkeys?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that was a really weird speech.
That was...
It was short and intense. And it's so troubling when he has to nominally read off a teleprompter. It's always weird when he has to read off a teleprompter. He obviously has very little idea of what's going to be on there because he'll say something and then say, "So true." That's a pretty good sign. And then he'll do these little diversions. He's obviously very bored when he has to read the teleprompter. But I have to say, did not feel like a Stephen Miller speech. It's written by somebody who was probably told by some friends that they're funny at some point. Because there were jokes. There were turkey jokes in it.
And there always are turkey jokes.
Well, like a Barack Hussein Obama, a lot of people forget the Hussein part. Mm-hmm. Barack Hussein Obama could pull that off.
Yes. It was shocking, actually.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a naturally funny guy, but in this case, it was very upsetting. And then so it was a jokey, kid-ish event, but then he also felt the need to talk about Adam Schiff's basement.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the people who've tuned in to watch this aren't going to know what the fuck he's talking about.
No, like, I don't think so. It's one thing, like, so I do this thing, and this really upsets my wife. I'm not proud of this, but a lot of times in the evening, in my repose, I will listen to the president's rallies. I'll watch them. I'll have them on YouTube and just listen with headphones because it's really quite a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, and when you watch them often enough, or, you know, obviously if you follow somebody like Daniel Dale, you learn that, boy, he really, he just gets up there and plays the greatest hits. He continues to say things like, I just saw the light go off. CNN turns off the cameras when I talk about the media, which, you know, it doesn't matter that it's not true because it's pro wrestling. But it's like I've got a very large 3-year-old bruise that I continue to push, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But in this event, what were your takeaways from the turkey trot?
I don't know. This is going to make me sound like the Fox News lady who was like, it makes them sound like a big baby. And then people got all in a tizzy about that. But I think it just shows that he's becoming more, even more disconnected with his base, in that he doesn't, you know, like the folks who love that they don't have a politician, and, you know, there's one of them.
Yes.
And
he speaks, you know, he speaks his mind. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why this is what I like about him.
Yeah. But when
he's a fighter.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm not a millionaire, but I could be someday. So
I'm bringing back your coal jobs. They want to take away your guns.
Yeah. But, I mean, once he's actually going to start spouting crazy things that they don't understand, what happens then? You know? Like, they're not going to go vote for Bernie, but...
I feel like in the weirdest way, they've got the same problem we do. Mm-hmm. And that, like, well, like, first of all, I mean, like, right now, God, the fucking field is so crowded right now with all of these ding-a-ling Democrats. And it's like, guys, drop out. If you're in single digits, drop out and go help somebody else, please. Mm-hmm. This is really, we're getting in really kind of late in the game now for the single digit folks to be distracting everybody. I feel like, and it's like, the thing is that we need somebody we can rally around. And they've got somebody they can rally around.
Yep, yep.
And I don't know if there's going to be another person that people are going to want to rally around nearly as much. And it would have to be, I don't know, I cannot think of who it would be, unless it is the late Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm not sure who it would be that they could rally around as much as that fella. And that's the challenge.
I have been to a Bernie rally and was shocked at how good it was. Mm-hmm. Shocked at how animated, and I mean, he's not a corpse, but I don't know. It's hard to explain.
His message has been consistent for his whole career. People try to ding him on, like, saying the same thing over and over, but that's the point.
Yeah,
the entire point. Here's the message, and it's like, it's not. He doesn't feel the need to, you know, slice and dice that for a given market, and that's his power. But I don't know. See, now I'm sad.
Well, no, but I mean, it felt like most of those people. I mean, who goes to political rallies? People who want to see a show and press, and then if you're part of the choir or you've been pulled out of a line because you're in a wheelchair or you're black and they want you on TV. But this felt like, oh, these are a bunch of fanboys, which normally I would be all grossed out by. But because he just says the same thing over and over again, I mean, that's... It could be a good thing for...
No, absolutely. It's, but, like, you know, there's all this hand-wringing this week because the latest couple polls show Liz dropping in what appears to be movement away from Medicare for All and increased interest in Mayor Pete. And, you know, there's all this hand-wringing about
Pete.
That. And I don't think he's going to be the savior. I'm glad he's there. I'm glad there's an out gay veteran running for president. But I'm super glad about that. I'm glad that's the world we live in. But, like, I don't know, man. Maybe I got a chop on the brain, but the McKinsey consulting stuff does not make me feel great.
No, I mean, he was
We don't need
mayor.
A CIA stooge with a special dance. We don't need that.
I'll say it. I think this, and this is a strong word, I think I hate Mayor Pete. Really?
Do you like the idea of Mayor Pete?
I mean, well, that's the idea, is that this is coming directly from Chapo, but he is, you know, something for everybody. He's gay, he's in the military, mm-hmm. he's from the Midwest, and, oh, I wrote it down because what Amber said was so funny. I don't know why. Fuck. Maybe he's a one-size-fits-none little asshole. And I'm like, yes, that is Mayor Pete.
One-size-fits-none also. That also defines a certain Delaware Democrat where it's like, who is excited about that business? Did you watch Saturday Night Live this weekend? It was very funny.
I occasionally...
I know it's not hip. It's not hip.
It's that Disney Plus is now my life that I predicted. Mm-hmm. But I heard there was a Democratic debate bit that was good
or something. It's pretty fun. Well, yeah, it was also just all the Will Ferrell stuff was great. I mean, the Will Ferrell ventriloquist dummy stuff, the Thanksgiving dinner was funny. It was all funny.
Oh.
And then by then it's like 7:15. So I read a book, maybe two or three. Put a few new papers on the phone. Challenge!
Challenge!
Challenge! Oh, this is going to be a quick.
What Mayor Pete's husband experiences.
Hi-yo!
I spent too much time thinking about if he's a top or a bottom, and I just don't.
Can you have two bottoms? Is that a thing?
I mean,
is that one of those things like, you know, I only tell the truth? Is it one of those logical conundrums? Can you have two bottoms? Could you have three bottoms? Everybody just lays there and waits.
I mean, this isn't my expertise. I don't know.
See, I can imagine a world with multiple tops. It's harder for me to imagine multiple bottoms, but that's probably a failure of my own imagination, Mayor Pete.
There's extra hardware that must be involved.
Oh, you've given me much to think about, some special balloon animals.
He might have some Dr. Manhattan toys in that closet.
Wouldn't? It's 2019, you know? Mm-hmm. It's widely available. All right, the challenge this week, now, in my own defense... I thought I was not very involved in the setup of the challenge, which was to have been set up a Minecraft server. I don't even know who to contact. I guess Matt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Matt, the part-time Minecraft website administrator. But the week got by us, and so the challenge this week was in some form or fashion to play Minecraft.
You know what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So...
Minecraft, yeah. Yeah.
Had you ever played Minecraft before this?
Yes.
Or oh, okay, cool.
Yes, my daughter plays it a lot, and it was actually one of her first formative, to my mind anyway. She might say differently, but one of her first very formative tween things that I saw. It was the first time that I saw something that's been described to me by my friends with slightly older kids, where she's watching TV as she. Watching, or she might be, it might be Spotify or YouTube or whatever is playing. As she plays so that's on the TV. And then on the iPad, she's playing Minecraft while she has her friends on speakerphone that are also playing Minecraft.
Mm-hmm,
and it all goes on at the same time. And they do Minecraft things. I've done just a little bit. Actually, usually with more success than this past week. I apparently have lost all of my Minecraft abilities and I don't know how to use an iPad anymore. And maybe I have natural scrolling turned off, but basically I just made a lot of cubes explode.
Wait. So you played on an iPad, right?
Yeah, creative mode on an iPad, yeah.
Did you get any skins or use anything like that?
I didn't want to disrupt her realm. Like, she's... So everything that
so
starts...
Oh, you didn't even create your own account? Oh.
Well, listen, they all... Alexander, they all start as my account... And then they're not my account anymore. All I do, I only ever see my account when I'm adding coins. So I say, okay, give me some money, and you can get coins.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got, I think she's got Adventure Time themes. She's got a Greek mythology theme or skin. She's got a whole bunch of them. There's one that looks like a Candyland, like a pink Candyland. Oh. It seems like a very ambitious game.
There's a whole history of Minecraft mm-hmm. that it goes back literally a decade, probably over a decade now. But for the longest time, and this is still available, it was just the beta in Java. And eventually it kind of became like the Gmail beta where, you know, everybody, all the great gamers are mm-hmm. sweating on their computers and playing Minecraft. But for a while it was like the cool thing, you know, to have the beta and be able to play this. And there wasn't an adventure mode, or I'm sorry, there wasn't initially a story mode, or fuck, what, I keep on
creative,
fucking it up.
Creative versus survival.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, see?
It used to
see?
Be you had to, you got eaten by the enders, or mm-hmm. the creeps come
the
out
creepers.
At night.
The creepers, yeah.
Yeah.
I might have not said that right, and
that's
the Discord's going to be mad.
It's not a popular game, no one will notice.
No one plays it. And it was really, really fun, and you could do the stuff that people still do now, like you could build the houses, but you could fuck up other people's houses, and it was just a fun thing to do and play with your friends. But there weren't any skins, there was a bigger emphasis, I think, on the different type of, not supply.
Well, it was a competitive. It was more of like a competitive game that was about doing stuff in the right order, and you got to craft your things, right?
Yeah, and it's still very much a crafting game, but it was about finding the right materials and. Because
when you play the real version, don't you start out where you got a bench, you got to make a tree into a bench and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Isn't that like a whole thing?
Yeah, if that's the adventure story mode or whatever, it's
survival mode.
I apologize. Survival.
I don't know. See, what the fuck? Why am I saying words? I don't know. It's computer Lego.
Right.
It seems like a lot of fun.
Why
do people like video games? I just don't understand. What's your background with this? Have you been with this?
There's a horrible man
that made it,
mm-hmm.
and he's been around a while. It's like a 10-year-old game now. Were you playing it when you were a youth?
Oh, yeah. And I got access, like, right as I was starting college. It was, like, one of those things where you were excited in middle school, if you were able to sneak yourself onto Facebook. It was very exciting to be on the Minecraft beta.
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember that time, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm. And you could add your you could then invite your friends, and so you were I was the cool gamer girl and all that. And it was a genuinely fun game, but after a while, it got kind of boring.
Did you die a lot?
Yeah.
Isn't it a hard game? I mean, isn't it kind of hard when you're in the competitive mode?
No, it absolutely is super. It was hard for me. There was a lot of lava pits, mm-hmm. and again, there still are, and there are people like, you know, Mike Hurley and Tiff Ferment. They streamed what survival the hard mode, the one mm-hmm. where the mean ghosties get you.
Yeah, the creeps come out at night. Mm-hmm. You don't mind at night, is what they say.
Well, and right now I'm walking around and it's getting dark and I forgot which mode I got started in. But I'm actually playing on an iPad right now, and
as we speak, you're okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, no, I would never do that. No, but
you don't sound distracted.
It's so fucking cool. They have a Chicago world, and
uh-huh.
and I got a holiday skin, so I'm walking around in my in my winter outfit in Millennium Park, and it's really fucking cool. Like just the fact that. I mean, people used to, I don't want to say build these things for real, but, you know, people would make constructions of the Enterprise and the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, no, that part is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
My kids got Minecraft books, and, like, when you see what people have made. It's astonishing. And that's going to be a private server, right?
Yes, actually, if you would like to play Minecraft with, and I'm not going to say us, with me, you can go to give us your phone. You know what? Ooh. I can do this, Max. Max, listen, I can do this. If you'd like to play Minecraft with me, you can go to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com.
Here's the thing. You've got money, and we want your money.
We want it so bad.
So you can go there and play. Yeah, I don't know what happened to me. I've lost my mojo. I was having trouble. I've done it before. I've made things, you know, and I've fenced in sheep and stuff. But for some reason, I kept trying to. All I could do was explode the blocks and make deeper pits. And I don't know. I really need to get back at it.
It makes me sad. I don't think you have to do this anymore. But when you have to kill the pigs and to eat them and have food.
Oh, you pound them on your workstation, and that makes it to bacon. And then when you get the bacon, you can sell the bacon and you use that to buy a small amount of drugs to buy more drugs, and then you get to go to Chicago where it's a just a gunshot hellscape. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
You holiday skin, you call it.
Chirac. Well, if you would like to see my holiday skin and you want to be giveusyourfuckingmoney.com.
Slam that bacon on the workstation.
Uh-huh. You got to beat it real hard to get it the way you want it.